from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock hour here on a Monday. A Hockman and Crowder program. Crowder is back from Fanatics Fan Fest from New York over the weekend. Were you able to enjoy any New York food, or you were just at Fan Fest the entire weekend?
Had some dirty water glizzies.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Good heading for over, you.
I was eating some peanut M&Ms right now.
Man, I mean, what happened to you?
Fell apart, man. Life's stressful.
You're a stress eater?
I'm a stress eater. But no, at the Javits Center, like, you don't understand how I was so ill prepared for what was about to happen. I don't know why I thought Michael Rubin was going to throw
Michael up. Rubin doesn't put his name or stamp on anything if it's not going to be, you know, over the top great.
There had to have been 2,000 employees there. Like, it was crazy. So we literally I don't even think. Let me just one day. So we get there at 10. We had to be at our booth from 10 to 11. When you get to the booth, there's 500 people lined up to take pictures and get autographs from Ryan, Fred, and myself. So we're sitting there for an hour and a half. Okay, 11:30, 11:45, you have to be on the main stage to interview Roger Goodell. He's from 11:45 to 12:15. 12:15, Robert Kraft and Gronkowski are coming up. So they're going to switch.
But you're running back and forth. Something's going on every moment.
12:15 to 1 o'clock is Rob and Gronk. Okay, after that, then you have to go downstairs and do the card opening with the kids. Then you have a little lunch. We'll let you go to the green room for 18 minutes. Next, you got to go back to the booth because, we have an Olympic sprinter coming, and he wants to meet y'all and take pictures. Now you got to be back at the booth from now to now. Then you have to go over here and shoot hockey pucks into a washer machine with some kids. Then you have to go. So it was just crazy. And then I'm like, hey, I'm going to run downstairs and grab something from the food court. But you forget. There's 50,000 damn people in this place. The lines are around the corner. So I'm so hungry.
Like to get downstairs, you're thinking on an escalator that's 7 stories high.
Yes.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Crowder, I would have smoked you in that 40-yard dash.
Yeah, you would have. Go, Jimmy.
All you going to smoke is a square. All you going to smoke is a menthol red 100. You
one little Lucy.
But no, to the point about the escalators, you know what fans don't do? They don't understand that when I leave this booth, now I'm a pedestrian. No. taking pictures, walking all out, escalator.
Hey, I paid $100 to get in there. I see an athlete on the escalator. I'm talking and taking my picture with him.
On the escalator taking pictures. So I got to a point where at one point I said, you know what? I have to eat. So I went outside, jogged through traffic across the street, right off 11th right there, right by the Hudson, and went to one of them little booths. Dude didn't speak English. I didn't speak his language. I just pointed at hot dogs, and I put two fingers up, and he gave them to me, and I ate them by 18 seconds.
Time of your life. And then I said,
you know what was bad, though? I slid him a 10, and he looked at me. I looked back at him. I was thinking there's no chance for two hot dogs to be over $10. There was some inflation going on.
Really?
Yep. $12, $6 a hot dog.
Look at that.
Yeah. So, but I did eat that. I ate some of them tacos. They have the Latawano taco stand. But the life was, we got out for like 7 hot. It's the wildest thing. And Asia and the kids were up there. So I actually thought like Saturday night, you know, we'll go. We were right by Hudson Yard. And Hudson Yard, that big mall.
That's Stephen Ross's place.
It's funny. I didn't know that until T, y'all know T, my buddy.
Yeah.
He came and met us for dinner, or he came to the event, and we're walking up. He was like, "Hey, Stephen Ross owns this place," and I was like, "This is crazy. It's wild."
Yeah, so that place is unbelievable.
We go to Hudson Yard. I'm dumb. I'm like, "Hey, we'll be able to get somewhere to eat." You know what I'm saying? We'll slide in somewhere. We got six
Friday or Saturday night in New York. Saturday,
it's the fun. The dude looked at me. What's that movie called? Date Night with Steve Carell. You ever seen that movie?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, I walk in the place, I'm like, "Hey, we got six. Y'all got a table?" He the exact scene. He was like, "Reservations?" I was like, "No, man, I just came over from the Javits. You know, I had my Pivot shirt on." I was like, "You know, I got this podcast." He was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. You know it's a Saturday night in Manhattan, right?"
"We can fit you in Tuesday in the afternoon."
I was like, "Oh, okay." So, yeah, I end up eating at another damn food court, but the tacos are delicious. New York got some good ass food. Even the little kiosks are good.
That they do, man. They do. We have a lot of stuff to get to on today's show. Obviously, you got the final Dolphins preseason game coming up on Friday. Joe Shad made his predictions for the Dolphins depth chart after, you know, watching 4 weeks of practice and two preseason games. His prediction, Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post. His two quarterbacks are Tua and Mike White. Hmm. That obviously is going to be, I believe, the question over the next couple of weeks, unless Mike McDaniel makes a definitive decision, you know, after Friday. But because I saw Chris Perkins come out with something today that he believes Mike White should get the nod over Skyler for the number two position. Joe Shad, his wide receivers, six of them, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, Braxton Berrios, Odell Beckham Jr., River Craycraft, Eric Ezukama, and running backs.
Odell Beckham thing is weird to me.
Well, I mean, he says even in the little write-up, Odell Beckham needs to practice before he can play. But you have to assume, because I saw some video of him practicing. Like, I'm just assuming they are absolutely taking it as slow, because even McDaniel today said he doesn't expect to see Odell practice this week. He's going to go out there. I mean, whether he's practiced a down or not, you have to be aware of him on defense, right? Even if he ends up being a decoy, if you have him out there, you can't ignore Odell Beckham.
You can't ignore Odell Beckham in 2016.
Well, but you don't know if you can ignore him in 2024. And I don't want to be the DC who says, "Oh, yeah, don't worry about him." And the dude's catching 180 yards week one.
And that's what I'm saying. I have no doubt in Odell at his prime. Odell's a Hall of Famer. Odell would be a gold jacket, all that. I use the example all the time. I remember the reason I wore number 22 in middle school was because of Emmitt Smith. I remember Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. He wasn't Emmitt Smith with the Cowboys anymore. That's why I guess I don't want to doubt him, Hawk, but I'm almost waiting for Odell not to be Odell that we know of. And I hope he can be, because he's a Dolphin.
The beauty of it, I think, is the fact that you've got Tyreek and Jalen Waddle out there. So Odell, I mean, if you want to ignore him, he can't be useless. So ignore him at your own peril. You want to double one of those guys and then, you know, have almost no coverage on Odell. Okay. I mean, see how it works out for you. But I mean, that I'm assuming because he wasn't brought here as the number one receiver, wasn't brought here as the number two receiver. So I'm assuming that's the plan.
No, I was at Dolphin Stadium the other day. I saw Tyreek doing the little backward wave when he's running past people. I saw Jaylen Waddle in the picture doing the waddle. And I saw Odell with jeans on standing like he's in a jail pose in front of a Miami Dolphin sign. So I want a picture of him in a Dolphin uniform before I say, okay, we're going to do it with Odell.
And then Joe Shad for running backs. He's got Mostert, Achan, Jalen Wright, Jeff Wilson, Chris Brooks. We know Chris Brooks today went to the concussion protocol, but that's how he's got his depth chart playing out right now. Again, to me, the biggest question is going to end up being who gets the nod at backup quarterback. Is it going to be Skyler or Mike White? And I don't know if there's a lean right now. I know that Skyler has come in as he started at quarterback week one of preseason, and he came in the first quarterback after Tua week two. I don't know what will happen this Friday if he juggles it a little bit and starts Mike White and then goes to Skyler. Maybe we'll have a better idea, but that to me is the big question mark. The only real question mark that's remaining.
I want this O-line. I know it's boring, but this Patrick Paul, that's why I asked Mike about it, because we know Teron Armstead's great when he's healthy. I want to know who's on that left side if he's not healthy.
Let's get headlines here for Dan Day. He's in for Solana today. Here's your 3 o'clock headline.
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. You just made mention that Chris Brooks is in concussion protocol. Jeff Wilson Jr. also dealing with a busted up nose. So the Dolphins, they signed former Steelers running back Anthony McFarland.
I saw that, yeah.
Hey, good at running back.
They've got some talent, man.
Yeah.
Of course, the Dolphins, they are playing against the Tampa Bay Bucks in Tampa, 7:30 this coming Friday. Pre-game begins at 3:30, and then the post-game will run until about 12:30 at night here on 560.
Yes, on this very radio station, Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana on Friday, 3:30. And then you'll be doing the post-game, Dan?
Absolutely, can't wait.
So after the game, Dan Day, he will get your reaction to the final preseason tilt. And then we get a couple weeks before they kick it all off for real against Jacksonville.
Did you see over the weekend Matthew Tkachuk and childhood friend from St. Louis, Jason Tatum, threw out the first pitch at a Cardinals baseball game? Then they recaptured a picture they took from childhood on like a bus or something like that.
Yeah, it was like a school bus. It was really cool. That was a cool moment. Jason Tatum, of course, didn't do as much in his Olympics as Tkachuk did during the Stanley Cup Finals, but that's for another day.
Tatum got more action in that baseball game.
It was funny. Tatum would get, like, pity points. Like, you could see him on a fast break. It was, like, 3-on-1, and you'd, like, see Jrue Holiday, like, oh, I really should give it up to KD, but let me just give it to Jason Tatum. Give him a little run, you know. I felt bad for him.
Like, it's one thing if you go to the Olympics and you expect, like Tyrese Haliburton, not to play much, and it's great to get a gold medal. It's another thing to go there, and I'm guessing expect to be featured as one of the stars, and then you get, you know, 10 minutes of game time for the entire Olympic run. Like, I wonder if he comes back and is like, yeah, I'm never doing that again.
There's no chance he says that, Hawk. But I bet he was surprised.
We were saying on paper, it's a great year for him. He won the NBA championship, but he didn't win the Eastern Conference playoffs MVP or the championship MVP. He won a gold medal, but he barely played. So on paper, he's winning everything. He's just...
Yeah, he's winning everything, but none of it seems to be because of him.
He's an ancillary piece. Come on, Tatum.
Every other Friday, though, when that paycheck comes in, he's not an ancillary piece.
That's true.
He's not worried about where dinner's coming from on a Wednesday night.
Talking about making money, when we were talking in the first segment about Colt McCoy, Leroy Horde texted me and goes, Colt McCoy would have to play about 32 years to play the number of games that I played, but he made about 10 times the money that I did. Yeah.
Backup quarterbacks.
Got to work smart, not hard. And that's what you got to do, Leroy.
Leroy, as we talk about, I've never met a mad backup quarterback. They're always so pleasant.
What a great gig.
It's just, yeah. They love the golf. Love the golf. They're married with four kids, going to recitals. They don't care. They don't have to watch any film. It's just a
time of their life. Right, because if they come in and they look like they don't belong out there, they're not supposed to.
Nope. And they can answer every damn question in a meeting. Right. Oh, X crosses, the safety drops back. They'll never make the throw, but they can answer all the questions.
That's true with Josh Dobbs. He came in and went 2-0 at the first two games. Looked great. Then there's some tape on him, and then phew, downhill from there.
Listen, there'll be no Josh Dobbs slander on this show ever. I learned my lesson last night. I'm telling you, I will bet that if he's going to start a game, I will bet my mortgage on whatever team Josh Dobbs is quarterbacking.
Make sure you got a big truck then.
I believe Josh Dobbs is probably one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
No. All right, you really want to get annoyed? And this is no joke. Uh-oh. And I'm not telling you it's bad. On this day in 2005, 40-year-old Virgin was released to theaters. It's overrated. No. I'm not telling you it's not a good movie. Hawk. I'm just telling you it's overrated.
Hawk.
Josh Dobbs, underrated, 40-year-old Virgin, overrated.
Hawk. What are you doing here?
I'm not telling you it's not a funny movie, because it is a funny movie.
It's hilarious.
Even bordering on hilarious, but it's overrated.
It beats Step Brothers.
My school recital in sixth grade beats Step Brothers.
The multiple interactions with all the comedians in that movie, it's up there with Harlem Nights and Life.
Oh, stop it.
40-year-old Virgin?
Come on.
It's top. That's a top 10 easy. I could argue top five comedy of all time.
Of all time?
All time.
No. And it's a very good movie. It's very funny. I like the movie. I'm just telling you, it's overrated, as evidenced by the way you're talking about it right now.
What? Have we ever got your top five comedies? Because you have some good points with Step Brothers. I love Step Brothers, but it's very goofy. 40-year-old Virgin is beautifully written, performed, the cameos, the Kevin Hart cameo.
It's clever.
In the eBay store, I forget his name.
It's excellent. I'm not telling you it's not a bad movie or that it's not a good movie. It's really good. Like, really good. It's just overrated. It is. It's overrated. It shouldn't be talked about the same way that we talk about Something About Mary Stripes or Caddyshack or
40-year-old Virgin
Super Bad.
40-year-old Virgin doesn't have Caddyshack.
No.
I just watched Caddyshack, Hawk.
40-year-old
Virgin is killing Caddyshack.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Hawk.
No. I just like that.
No.
Nobody caught Crowder slip in Life in there. He's like, it's up there with this and this and Life.
Life is a great movie.
Life is hilarious.
Life is a great movie.
I like how you slid it in.
You're talking about legends. Legend. Eddie Murphy. I don't know if Martin Lawrence is a legend. He's on the Steve Carell level, I would think, where he's done some good stuff. But, I mean, that movie's like rat-a-tat-tat-tat funny. And Step Brothers, 40-year-old Virgin has really funny comedic moments, but it's not like, I don't know, it's not like Life.
Oh, you're crazy. We can't converse on this. You're something wrong with you. Did you sleep last night? Are you okay?
I'm not telling you it's a bad movie. I like the movie. I didn't sleep last night because I had Josh Dobbs nightmare. Guy is unstoppable.
When the old black couple sees Steve Carell getting on his bike riding off and the wife turns and says, he got to get him some. Yes, he does.
It's funny, the chest waxing scene. Funny. The movie's funny.
And then you got to own. All you do is ask girls questions. The first time it worked, then the second time the lady's like, are you okay? Am I supposed to be okay?
It's funny.
The speed dating scene?
It's funny.
Oh my God.
What am I saying wrong? It's funny.
It's just there. It's just another movie. Come on, man.
I didn't say it's just another movie. I'm just telling you it's overrated. It's not worth all the hoo-ha that, you know, you and Jimmy and Dan give it.
Caddyshack.
But Step Brothers, someone tweeted out yesterday video because they said, I forget what the name of their rap group is on the boat, but somebody tweets out that they should drop an entire album.
And Prestige Worldwide.
They put a clip of the video up there and I watched it and it's so unfunny. Like, it is so painfully unfunny. And it's that same garbage of this John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell going, hey, you know what would be funny in this movie? If we made a music video, a rap video on a boat. And it doesn't belong anywhere in there. And they think that's so hysterical that they're being foul-mouthed on a boat. Like, the whole thing is so stupid.
And it worked better with Ricky Bobby. It worked better with Talladega Nights.
Yes.
It did.
Didn't work at all with Step Brothers. It just didn't work.
I can give you what it was the Talladega Nights to Step Brothers. We get it, Huck. I understand that. But you and this 40-year-old virgin now, this we can fight about this one.
I think it's a good, funny movie.
Fight about this one.
It's a good, funny movie. But Josh Dobbs is better at what he does than Step Brothers is at what it does. I mean, 40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin, the top 10 comedy of all time.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Josh Dobbs is not a top 10 quarterback.
Well, he should be. That's why he's underrated. If someone will give him a chance, like a full few seasons as a starting quarterback for someone.
Oh, he can go 2-5 a bunch of times? I'll do the math for you. That's 4-15.
Well, that's not the math, but
he got me hot. I can't even do math, Dan. He got me hot.
You are hot.
But I like the movie. I don't know what's happening here. I like 40-year-old Virgin. It's a very funny movie.
I ride a bike. Oh, I love it. My college boyfriend had a motorcycle. No, a bicycle.
Right. I mean, nerdy guy. It's got some stepbrothers to it, right? An older adult who doesn't function very well as an adult.
And there's a lot of
ad-lib. It's got similarities. I can see why you like it.
Okay. He functions very well. He's a very good tech guy. But you know what? He's a 40-year-old virgin. They kind of tell you what's going on.
He doesn't function socially that well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's never funny when I give you the weather because
this
it's just weather.
Blown up my text message. Goodness gracious. Dying.
But I like the movie. Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm sorry. I got to apologize for you now on the text.
From the Investment in Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Overcast with a high chance of rain and temperatures in the high 80s throughout South Florida. That's your weather.
Do not go anywhere. A lot to get to on this Monday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post wrote a little something today for Overreaction Monday, right? These are potential overreactions after Dolphins preseason game two. Mm-hmm. Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium. Here's a couple things that Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post. One, Miami Dolphins offensive line is in trouble. And you've been saying, I want to see what Patrick Paul and Teron Armstead. Now, is that an overreaction or not? Here's what Joe Shad writes. Overreaction, maybe not. The Commanders didn't dress Jonathan Allen or Daron Payne, and yet Miami still allowed four sacks and really had only one great run and struggled at times on Saturday night. Liam Eichenberg is more comfortable at guard than center, and yet he's thrust into the role until Aaron Brewer returns. Rookie Patrick Paul has had a hard time on a few glaring plays, and so it's good he's likely to start the season as Miami's third left tackle, but the fact that projected starting left guard Isaiah Wynn hasn't even practiced this summer is a real concern. That's no overreaction. That's reality. Maybe Jack Driscoll can help here as a potential starting guard. So that still remains a question mark at this point, the offensive line.
And the reason we have Isaiah Wynn is because he was injured a lot in New England. He's a first-round pick. He's a first-round tackle moving to guard, which is kind of tells you something about, you know, you pay a tackle more money than guard. So his play isn't what it was in the past, and he gets injured a lot. So I'm worried about him. Liam Eichenberg has to prove a lot to me because every time I hear his name, I remember him snapping balls over guys' heads and getting run over by people. So just the names on this list kind of scare me. We have some decent guys. What was it, Connor Williams, the center that they let go? He got injured, but he was like he solidified it. The least amount of equity that they've put into positions has been the offensive line, and that's what I'm worried about. I hope I'm wrong. I do, Joe Shad. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not sold on Eichenberg, Wynn, and Patrick Paul at this moment.
Number two by Joe Shad, Eric Ezukama should be on the Dolphins 53. He writes, overreaction? Maybe not. Ezukama had a great night. He did. He brings a different body type. He's a bit bigger and stronger than most Dolphins receivers, and he certainly seems to have nudged just ahead of rookie Malik Washington. At the moment, I have Eze, Eric Ezukama, on the 53-man roster. He can play running back. He can be used in the red zone. He can be used in the run game. Perhaps some gave up on Ezukama a bit too quickly. Is Odell Beckham Jr. a lock to be on the initial 53? Doesn't seem so. If he begins the year on the PUP list, perhaps there's room for Ezukama and Washington.
We'll see.
We're talking at the end of the receiver depth chart there because obviously you've got Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Although River Craycraft now, with him getting injured in the game, and Mike McDaniel saying today that he's going to miss some regular season. Yeah, that probably does bump him up.
Ezukama 6'2". That puts him 4 inches taller than any other Dolphin receiver. I think that's why we brought in Chase Claypool last year.
Well, he got cut too. Wherever he went, he got cut after like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that guy.
You get long in the tooth, Hawk.
I guess, but he never really panned out to be what people thought he was going to be.
No. He's a physical specimen. He's gigantic. Yeah. I played golf with him months ago down in California somewhere, but he looks like, I don't want to say Megatron, but he has that kind of just muscular, huge body type, but you're right. But think about all the big, pretty guys we've seen in the past that can't make it.
Who was the dude? Is it David Boston that I'm thinking of? Remember he came to camp and he was a physical specimen?
I was on the team with him.
Was that your year? Yeah.
Yes. Debo. Me and Debo were cool. He just couldn't. He couldn't play.
He came to camp that year looking like an absolute sculpture.
8-pack.
Yeah.
He looked like Mr. Universe.
Before anyone did that, by the way. Like, nobody. No, like, but receiver didn't look like that.
And then, I got on the field, and I covered him. And I said, uh-oh, Debo. You might want to get open if I'm on you, because I can't cover a soul.
Here's another one from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post. Skylar Thompson has moved ahead of Mike White. Now, remember, there's some varying opinions on this. Chris Perkins wrote today that Mike White should get the nod. Shad writes, overreaction, maybe, maybe not. Thompson has been given every opportunity to outshine the more veteran White, and at times he has. But really, neither quarterback has been lights out in practice or games. Clearly, Thompson has a higher upside in athleticism and arm strength, but would Miami risk losing him with a practice squad designation? That wouldn't seem very likely at the moment. White is a proven backup with poise, and he's always been respected by his teammates. It wouldn't be a shocker if Thompson stays and White goes. But we think White can solidify his spot as Miami's number two with a good week and a few days in Tampa.
I believe that.
Going to be interesting.
And you've seen Mike White win games. You've seen Mike White, get
But if you put
together.
Skyler, Joe Shad puts out something good there, which is if you put Skyler on the practice squad, someone can claim him. And maybe a team has seen enough over the past few seasons where they go, that's a quarterback that we want on our roster. You risk that if you put him on the practice squad. You can carry three quarterbacks, I think, but now you're eating up a roster spot with two backup quarterbacks.
If Tua goes down, do you want a young gunslinger or do you want a guy just to hold it down and try to win games by three?
Well, I prefer Mike White only because I saw what he did in New York and he's just got more experience in that realm than Skyler does.
He's going to make less mistakes, but he's going to make less big plays. But that's what I think the backup. We were laughing at backup quarterbacks earlier. That's what you want. A guy that knows the system, isn't going to get a lot of turnovers. He can hold it down while the starter's out, but he's not going to go out there and score. Neither one of them will go out there and score 40. They need to get to 23, 24 and see what happens. And I think Mike will make less mistakes than Skyler.
Did you see Tua's series on Saturday night?
Tua was, Jack.
I'm telling you, man, I had a conversation with someone in the suite on Saturday night. It was a listener of our show and a big fan of Tua. He was wearing a Tua jersey. And he's like, you guys are so right on Tua, and I don't know where all this disrespect comes from. But, man, I watch him out there. And he's out there. There's no Tyreek Hill out there. There's no Jalen Waddle out there with him. Like, I am so ready for him and this season. Again, I hope that it translates on the field the way that it seems in my head. But, man, I was just like, he's out there. And for me as a Dolphins fan, I just feel confident. Like, I just feel confident when he's running the offense.
Full control, releases the ball, knows where the ball is going every play. Pre-play, he knows where he's throwing the ball before the ball is snapped. Like, it's impressive. He's going to have to go out there and beat up Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you know who they are. Joe Burrow, we talked about it. That's who he's against now. He's not against himself anymore. He's a Pro Bowl quarterback. Now he has to prove he's better than other Pro Bowlers.
And then finally, from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, Chop Robinson will be a situational rusher. Overreaction? Maybe, maybe not. Robinson had an explosive, dynamic tackle for loss in Saturday's game, but at times he wasn't at his best against the run. Pro Football Focus graded rookie edge teammate Mo Kamara as Miami's number one player in run defense against the Commanders and Chop as number 32 in run defense. The Dolphins are hopeful that in time, Chop Robinson will morph into a complete starting edge defender, and he may even be pressed into starting at times this season. But Chop must continue to work on the run-stopping element of his assignment, or, of course, his reps will be limited. From what you've seen of Chop Robinson in practice and preseason, is this about where he should be?
Yes, and he's not a big body guy. That's what scares me about this run defense. They used to run at JT. JT big as hell. JT was 6'5", 6'6". JT wasn't a great run stopper, but JT was one of the best sack masters in the history of the league. So if he can get that sack down, then, hey, oh, they're going to run at him. Okay, we'll lean some tackles over there. But my fear with Chop is that his size is going to hurt him because them big tackles are going to eat him up. Them big tackles are going to just grab him and lay down.
Very interesting to see what goes on. I guess the biggest question marks are going to be the defense and the offensive line. But I think the defense, the secondary is pretty well set, right? It's really the linebackers, I guess. And if Jalen Phillips is out there week one, I mean, your ability to get to the quarterback is greatly improved.
Yeah, Chop, Ogba, Calais Campbell can still ball. The front four I'm not worried about. Then you add Chubb and Jalen Phillips back, you're set. The linebackers are bangers. They're not going to get you interceptions too much and all that. The only position I'm worried about, and it's going to be the guy that people are going to pick on, I'm going to tell you, you're going to cuss him out or you're going to praise him week one, whoever's on the other side of Jalen Ramsey. So it's going to be Fuller. It's going to be Kohu. Whoever that damn dude is that they start opposite of Jalen Ramsey, they are going to look his way 15 times in the first quarter, and he's going to have to step up or he's going to get ate up. Just like it was Kader Kohu last year they put on damn Stephon Diggs, and Kader Kohu got embarrassed for 3 touchdowns. That's what's going to happen.
The beginning of the end of Vic Fangio, in my opinion.
Yep. The biggest question is who is your other cornerback that's on the opposite side of Ramsey, because they're not going to throw over there to that big man too many times.
Let me just see what the line is for Dolphins Bucks on Friday. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. I don't know why, but Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. But let me look for week one if this has changed at all.
I would guess because we have two backup quarterbacks.
Better backup quarterbacks that need to prove something. Yeah.
I know it's my Gator boy, Trask. I don't know who else is going to play, though. I had to look it up.
The lineup for week one right now. Their game tonight? No. Thursday night, there's a game. Friday night, couple of games. We're one of them. Saturday. Anything on Sunday? And Sunday. And then the season will start. I think the season starts. It's a Thursday night game. Then there's a Friday night game. Is that one in Brazil, Dan? Is that the game in Brazil? I think that game's in Brazil.
That is
right?
Correct.
That's the Eagles. Where is it?
In Brazil.
In Brazil, okay.
I think it's Sao Paulo, right?
I believe so.
Not that I'm going.
I wouldn't mind going.
This third-string Buck quarterback is terrible.
Who is it?
John Wolford.
Hmm.
Been in the league 4 years. He's 28 years old. Uh-oh. 7 games played, 1 touchdown in his life, 5 interceptions. Yeah, Jack, this second half going to get ugly for the Bucks offense.
No Josh Dobbs.
No, we got John Wolford.
Who do the 49ers play this third week of preseason so you can get in on that?
That's not a bad question because I know everything there is to know about this Niners team. I'm guessing Josh Dobbs has won himself the backup role because it was him and this other kid that played after him. I can't remember what his name was.
I mean, according to this show, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. So, yeah.
And according to the line, Niners are 5.5-point favorites in Vegas. And guess why they're 5.5-point favorites on the road? Josh Dobbs. I'm telling you, you didn't watch what I watched last night. I'm telling you.
You're crazy.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We have a lot of stuff to get to in the 4 o'clock hour, including headlines and a Dolphins training camp report as well. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.